Welcome to True Crime with Lux. Who is Joel Rifkin? Born January 29, 1959, to two college students in New York City, he was adopted at 3 weeks old by Bernard and Jeannie Rifkin, who 3 years later adopted a girl. The family moved to East Meadow, Long Island in 1965, where Joel was enrolled into Prospect Avenue Elementary School, where he had difficulties fitting in. It is said he was left out of activities with the other children and bullied. He struggled in class due to his undiagnosed dyslexia, but had a 128 IQ. In high school, things didn't get better for Joel. He was still bullied, and when he tried to join a team to make friends, he was pushed out. He began to isolate himself and having disturbing daydreams about raping and stabbing women. He started fantasizing about strangling sex workers, so in 1972, when his parents bought him a car, he used it to look for sex workers in Manhattan. He started community college in 1977, but would skip classes to drive around looking for sex workers. This obsession left him with little money, and he would have to move back in with his parents. He finally dropped out of college in 1984. In 1989, Joel wanted to make his fantasies a reality, so when his mother left on a business trip, he picked up a young sex worker named Susie and brought her back to his house. He bludgeoned her, but when she began to struggle, he strangled her. He then dismembered her, removing her fingertips and teeth to hide her identity. Placing her head in a paint can, Joel then dumped her head and legs in the Hopewell Woods and her arms and torso in the East River. Several days later, her head was discovered, but police were unable to identify her. Joel waited a year before claiming his second victim, Julie Blackbird, who was also a sex worker. He waited for his mother to leave town again and brought Julie back to his house. The next morning, he beat her with a table leg before strangling her and dismembering her body. He placed them in buckets that he filled with concrete and threw them into the East River. Her remains have never been found. In 1991, Joel started his own landscaping business and would use the job sites to hide his victims until he could dispose of them. Among the victims were Barbara Jacobs, Mary Ellen DeLuca, and Yoon Lee. June 1993, Joel took the life of his last victim, Tiffany Briscani. He strangled her before driving her body back to his house and putting her in the garage for 3 days. He hid her body in the trunk of the car and was on his way to dispose of it when police troopers attempted to pull him over for a missing rear license plate. Joel took the police on a high-speed chase that lasted 20 minutes before he crashed into a light pole. He was taken into custody and his vehicle was searched. Police found Tiffany's body in the trunk and charged him with second-degree murder and reckless endangerment. During the interrogation, Joel confessed to killing 17 women and wrote down the names of the ones he could remember, as well as drawing a map of where police could find the bodies. He was sent to Nassau County Correctional Facility to wait for his trial. The trial began May 9, 1994, and he was sentenced to 25 years to life for murder and reckless endangerment. He was then transferred to Suffolk County Jail, where he pleaded guilty to 2 more counts of murder. By January 1996, he was scheduled to serve 183 years in prison. During that year, he was having conflicts with other inmates, and prison officials decided he was too much of a disruption, so he was moved to solitary confinement. There are 200 other inmates in solitary that are not allowed to mix with the general population. In 2002, Joel tried to appeal his conviction for 9 of the murdered women, but the judge denied his request. Joel Rifkin will serve 203 years in Clinton Correctional Facility. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, please like and share it with your friends. Stay safe, and I'll see you next week.